tradition. And for those of you that were there on the other night, just might be a repeat, but you know, those traditions sometimes, they're awesome, and we look forward to them, and they're meaningful to us. And sometimes when people have passed and gone on, and we have all these memories, sometimes the traditions are a little bit different because people are missing. And we pray and thank God for those traditions. We don't want these traditions to distract us from the real meaning. And this whole idea of Christmas, we were distracted by lots of things. Now, when I walked in over there the other night, I had lots of distractions. I had all these Christmas lights on, which I didn't wear today, and I had bells in my pocket to kind of build that picture in our mind about Christmas time, when we sometimes are distracted by all the lights and all the bells. And you know, one tradition that's been around in our area and probably all over the country is the Salvation Army rings bells. And I had shared that too the other night, that, you know, you walk through the mall and you walk through Walmart and they're ringing the bell. You hear it for a few seconds on your way out. Fine. You have some money for them. It's a great cause. They certainly use that money for children in our community. Well, when I went with the student council, you know, and sat at the mall for 8 hours, you don't want to hear that bell anymore, right? But that's your tradition. So when you're walking into Walmart during Christmas or even in the parking lot or at the mall, and you hear that bell, that's traditional. Gathering with the Menards, it's a tradition. We've done it for years. We've always done that. Not everybody's there. Not everyone is able to come. And mom's not here. It kind of changes it, but we still have those memories, right? So we have these traditions in our families, and so it's over. Christmas is over technically on the calendar, but in our hearts as Christians, it should live forever. And our actions as Christians, Christmas should be continuing 365 days a year. And these traditions, now some of you are ready for next year. I know what you did. You went and bought all the Christmas decorations that are on sale. Hey, Sarah's candy up there came for 50% off. You should go. So some of you already stocked up on your candy for next year and your decorations. Some of you already have your gifts. Because they're all on sale, still going on. You're already ready for some of the traditions to continue even through next year. I remember my mom used to do that. She used to buy these gifts throughout the year, and she'd wrap them. She'd put them downstairs in that the kind of the cabinet down in the back basement, and she'd forget about them. And shortly after she passed, we were down there cleaning up. Oh, here's a present for me. Seriously, here's a present for Amber. And so we have these traditions. We try to look, this Christmas, of course, most important calendars, and you know, I was about ready to panic the other day, because I'm like, oh my gosh, people are asking about things, you know, at wedding, oh my gosh, I don't have a 2020 calendar, okay, I already put it on the post-it note, but I'm going to give you a calendar to write that down. We get all frantic about it, we have things planned out, we get distracted sometimes by our calendars, don't we, and sometimes our traditions, and so this morning we're going to look at Luke chapter 10, and in Luke chapter 10, it is a familiar story, I think, and I think that it might certainly hit home for most of us. It says here, as Jesus, and we're going to begin in verse 38, it says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. Okay? Now, here's Martha, she opened, there's Jesus, he's just traveling through, as it says right there. He's with his disciples. He's not alone. Jesus and his disciples were on their way. Where were they on their way to? Remember, that was his journey. That was his mission. He was always on the way. Jesus was always on the move to wherever he was to go next. And he always, you know, when he did his work, he had to sometimes get out of town quick, right? He did his healing, his ministry, his preaching. He was always on the way. So he came to this village, and this lady, Martha, apparently knows he's coming, so she opened her home to him. Now, what's that mean? When you open your home to someone, and you know someone's coming, you have all these things you got to do to get ready. It's funny, people say to me, you know, they have people come clean their house. I got to get ready for the house when she's coming on. Why would you do that? She's going to take and clean that. So when you know someone's coming, you got to get things ready. And then when somebody shows up at your door, like, hey, you know what I mean? Especially after Christmas, and there's wrapping all over the floor, right? But Jesus kind of shows up, and Martha's going to open her home to him. Now, she had a sister, okay? It says here she had a sister. She had a sister named Mary. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. interesting. What would you do? I mean, Jesus comes to your house. I mean, he invents a pot roast. I mean, what do you do? I mean, Martha lets him in, and Mary's, oh my gosh, this is Jesus. I'm just going to sit here and listen to him. He's got all kinds of stories to tell. I really want to hear what he has to say. So Mary just told Jesus, come on in. Let's just sit down. You know, and Martha's like, oh, but there's a bat here. Mm-hmm. There's a bat here in verse 40. I don't have my clicker, Jay. I'm not sure what it is. So. 40. But Martha was distracted. Martha was distracted. Well, what was she distracted by? I mean, Jesus is in town, and she invites him to come in. She's got to, I mean, she just can't let him come in and sit. But Martha's like, why not? And so here's Martha. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. All the preparations. So she's getting ready for Jesus, just like you get ready for anybody to come to your house. Just as I said, you know, someone's coming, you know they're coming. All these traditions that we have celebrated Christmas, we know the people are coming. This is going to happen. We've got to get ready. We've got to get everything in order. Everything's got to be perfect. And so Martha's like doing what you did. Someone's coming over to visit. But this is Jesus. And she's getting all ready, but she's distracted by all these preparations that had to be made. And she came and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Now see, this story right here just brings back some Kent and Kent stories for me, because Kent usually was the one that made me do everything that had was anything constructive. Anything that was destructive, he would be a part of that, of course. We love my brother Kent, and we miss him at Christmas, but it's just kind of this, these two sisters, right? So you can relate to that. And so one just really doesn't care. And one's like really cares, right here. Martha just really, really is concerned about what's happening and who's here and everything has to be done. And Mary's just sitting there. Tell her to help me. No, you probably said that too to your siblings before. Tell your parents. Tell you to get up and help me. Well, but and here's Jesus' response. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better. It appears that they certainly both know who Jesus is, and certainly to some degree believe in what he's doing because he's in their house. But you have this one who sees Jesus, had a little talk with Jesus, right? She wasn't worried about anything else. Because she had Martha, right? And I kind of think in that correlation with my brother Kent, you know, he didn't worry about a whole lot of things, but I kind of took care of him, really. I mean, God saved him from a lot of trouble and made sure things were taken care of. I mean, I guess it's what twins do, right? So in this story, it's kind of like when Mary said, well, you know what? Martha's got this all taken care of. That's what she does. So I'm just going to sit down here and listen to this guy. It's Jesus. Everybody's been talking about it. I've heard a lot about him. He's coming through town. He's here. I'm going to sit down and listen to this guy. I really don't care that they just burned in the kitchen and they're third all over the floor. I really don't care. And the reality is, did Jesus really care? See, that's what we need to think about in Jesus' journey. All he cared about was you. All he cared about was all the people that he was ministering to. I mean, he came for the people. He came to minister to needs, and he didn't expect any fanfare or parades or even a fancy bed. This lowly manger with filth all around it. He didn't expect anything to be going on. He didn't expect anybody to make a big deal about his birth or anything he did. Jesus, I think about Jesus. I don't know that even though the disciples said, let's go take a break. Send the people away. Jesus said, no. No. The disciples, I think, got distracted by all the people sometimes. They got distracted with the work of Jesus and what he was called to do and what they were to be a part of because they were human. And in this story, it says that Martha was distracted by all the preparations that happened in the room. We sometimes too get distracted by all the preparations that have to be made. Not just at Christmas. Distractions here. Martha was worried and upset. She wanted things to be right for Jesus. They were right. Because he came here for you. He didn't come for himself. He didn't come for pot roast. He didn't come for a fancy a visit on a clean floor. He came for us because he loved us that much, and that's why he came. And here it says, Mary has chosen what is better, and
and will not be taken away from you.
Well, and Jesus didn't say you're wrong, Martha. Mary just chose what was better. It's okay you did that. But it's all taken care of. Why don't you sit down here with your sister? Right? Maybe she had that in there, right? No, it's not what happened. It's not what happened. But maybe that's what should have been. Maybe Martha says, oh God, you're right. Lord, you're right. You're right. You don't need anything to say. You don't need anything. You got to sit down here too, right? And I think we all need to do that. Here's Mary. She sees Jesus. Y'all, she's saying, I got to get close to this guy. I got to learn more about this guy. I need to know this guy. And Martha, I think, too, felt that way. But just in her demeanor, her personality, she thought she needed to take care of everything. But Jesus, I think, makes it into, a teachable moment. Was he mad at Martha? He said, Martha, Martha. And I don't think he yelled at her. I don't think he screamed at her. He wasn't mad at her. He said, you're worried about all these things. A few things are needed. He said, only one thing's needed. And Mary, your sister, has chosen what is better, and it won't be taken from her. Mm-hmm. See, this whole idea of giving and tradition and Christmas, it's all great. And we celebrate, and I think God's okay with that. But see, we have to be reminded of what's most important, what's better, right? What it's all about. And not be distracted by all the other things. Doing those other things, I mean, what Martha's doing is okay, but don't be distracted by it. Don't make that your focus, okay? We're okay now. Let's all sit down here with Jesus now. And Mary has chosen what is better. It's already come. Won't be taken away from you. You know, all these gifts and things that you've exchanged, you've already taken them back and got some money out of it, right? You've already kind of exchanged things. Some of these gifts will be broken in a year, or maybe less. So those things kind of go away or are taken away. For whatever reason, Jesus reminds these two sisters right here, Mary, your sister, has chosen what is better and won't be taken away. See, she decided to sit down with Jesus. Jesus won't be taken away. Yeah, he was born, and he died, and he went away, but he's coming back. You know, if you think about it, again, that is the best gift. It's better than anything else. And it will not go away. It will not be taken away. It's this gift of Jesus that brings us hope and peace and joy and love. And sometimes we get distracted throughout the year. As we get closer to Thanksgiving and December, we start to remember again, don't we? How's it going to happen? Choose what is better. Choose me. I will not go away because I've come for you. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and come. We're the ones that pass. We're the ones that bring it back out of the closet, right? And just, I'm doing great now. So just like Mary, maybe sometimes you just need to sit down, right? Just come sit down. Forget about all the distractions and spend time with Jesus. I'd like you to just close your eyes right where you are. Now, if you'd like to come up here and sit with me, right here is this manger of Jesus. I might even do that. Father, too. Some of you haven't heard that in a long time. Complete all that that means in the life of the church and in our family. During this Advent season, we're trying to get prepared for what's best. Do what's better than all those other things that we were running around to do that we forgot to come and sit down with Jesus. You know, I continue to remind you of these mountaintop experiences like Jesus. We just went away. We need to have those mountaintop experiences. Won't be taken. Father God, we just come this morning. Yes, we come into your house to praise you and to worship you and to lift your name on high. Recognizing that this is the day. Today is the day that you have made for each of us. So you have a plan and purpose for each one that's here. You have a plan and purpose for all people. And part of that plan was this gift of Jesus. That he would come into the world and bring peace, hope, joy, and love. That his journey could cause people to have hope, peace, joy, and love if they only believe. God, we thank you for that gift. And God, as we finish this year, I pray, God, whatever we might need to finish up, whatever we might need to do, tie up some loose ends, so to speak, in this year. Whatever you taught us to, God, we haven't done it yet. And you still love us. And you're still there. You guys are moving to a new year. God, help us. Just to take some time to sit down. Sit down with you. And to recognize what's most important. God, we love you. And God, we thank you. As I continue to say, I'm so thankful to be the pastor of this church. And for all these blessings. But most importantly, I'm thankful for the people in this church in my childhood. They taught me what was most important. And for me, you send him for everybody here. You send him for all of us. God, we look forward to all you have in store for us in the coming days and even the next year. Help us to be more obedient. Help us to focus on your son, Jesus. And God, help us to just sit down and spend more time with you. God, we love you. Thank you.